You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to the award-winning podcast, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, featuring business experts, industry disruptors, game changers, and thought leaders to help you navigate a constantly changing marketplace. Want to build a successful business and become known as an influential voice in your industry? The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will show you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. This is episode 261, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, according to my guest, and we've said this before, and we're going to say it again, because LinkedIn is one of the powerhouses in the online space for business leads and sales, and is simply the best option for reaching out to your ideal clients, even bypassing gatekeepers and getting that sale. How did we do that? Well, stay tuned, because my guest today is going to show you how. Joining me to help you today is Adam Houlihan. Adam is an international keynote speaker. He specializes in social media for business, and he's also the CEO of Web Traffic That Works. And he lives in Australia's iconic tourist destination, the Gold Coast in Queensland. I'm a little bit jealous because I'm here in cold Melbourne. And he is considered to be one of the most, or in Australia's leading experts in harnessing the power of LinkedIn for business. Now, I've recently been through his LinkedIn influencer program. He's going to share more about how you can access a free webinar that they have going on shortly, as well as some of the things I've learned, tips and strategies, all of that good stuff to help you become an influencer leveraging the power of LinkedIn. Welcome back to the show, Adam.
Well, thanks, Anne-Marie. It's wonderful to be back again. This is our third.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason is, of course, is because there's so many great things happening on LinkedIn. I recently went through your LinkedIn influencer program. We're going to talk about some of the things I've learned, some of the things that business owners really should be doing and stop doing, because I still see them sharing links. We're going to share why that is an absolute no-no, and as well as how people can connect with you to learn some of the things that we've been doing over the last 90 days and even longer now. So let's just take people back to the very first, well, not the very first interview that we did, but our last interview, because it was really introducing this LinkedIn influencer program. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, thank you. It seems so long ago now, but we just kicked off the program at that time.
Yes.
Since then, it's now over 200 people have been through or in the program, so we're having lots of fun with it and getting some amazing results. And I know you've had some incredible results, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, really, it's a 12-week program where people get to in a group-based format train directly with me on everything they need to really build a really highly influential personal. I'm going to make the distinction between a business and a personal. So I'm a real personal brand. So it's really all about the person more so than the business.
Yeah. I love that you said personal brand, because my background is in personal branding. Prior to working with entrepreneurs and businesses, I worked with executives and professionals, and many years ago would already support clients in getting their profiles up on LinkedIn. So I kind of knew, or thought I knew, a bit about LinkedIn. But one of the things that I noticed was, and has become remarkably different, is that how we used to use LinkedIn is remarkably different, as I said, to how we're using it today, particularly businesses. And one of the key things that I noticed that we'll talk about in a moment is our profile. Because after going through your program and reading your book, and I'll ask you to share what the title of that is so that people can access that as well, is that how we position ourselves on LinkedIn, if we're a business owner, very differently to if we're, say, an employee looking for potential employment opportunities. To share with you, if you don't mind, Adam, what's the name of the book that you have?
Well, the one you're referencing is The LinkedIn Playbook.
Yes.
It's available on Amazon now, but I'll share with you. I've literally just finished writing my next one, which is still a few months off. It'll be out in December.
Yes.
But it's the sequel to the LinkedIn Playbook, and it's called Influencer.
Yes.
kind of all about what we're
talking about today, yeah. And when we did that original interview where we were just starting the program and you'd invited me to be part of that, we did say to people we would come back when the program finished and give some feedback on that. And, of course, this is why we're doing this show today, as well as giving great tips for people to be able to implement as well. So one of the things that I noticed with the profile when I'd gone through that was just within days of updating that, I had a phone call and someone, and I think I might have mentioned this to you, Adam, she said, oh, I read through your profile and as I was reading it, I was thinking, yes, yes, yes. And I just had to ring you. She said, so what do you do? And I said, well, you know that urge that you had to ring me? And she said, yes. And I said, well, I help people identify that branding, put it into a podcast and have people, just be compelled and enticed to ring the business owner. She goes, oh, yeah, that's right. And so, and that's the kind of thing that's happened. And the languaging was quite different, really speaking into what you call the micro niche, really knowing and understanding your ideal client, what they're struggling with, and using words and phrases to really capture that emotion that we know that our ideal clients are struggling with. Let's talk about some of the things that you see still happening when it comes to profiles that really is leaving money on the table for business owners.
It's a good place to start, Anne-Marie, and your experience is quite a normal thing that happens when you do this profile optimization the correct way. Another, I'll share with you, someone else did this exact same thing in the program. She shared a similar story with me that she ended up getting contacted by someone who said, I was actually looking for someone else. A colleague referred this other person, and when I went to that person's profile, yours also came up. And then when I looked at yours, yours was so much more compelling. So she clicked on her profile and is now a client.
That's the conversation. Yeah.
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 The profile work is really the critical first step.
It's yes.
Really got to speak to your ideal client in a language that they, one, understand, and two, that really resonates with them. You know, that it's outlining that you know what you're talking about and you know how to solve their problems. And that's really, if there's a critical thing, it's in outlining you understand how to solve the problem of the people who are looking at your profile. Mm. And what most people do is write it all about themselves and their history and their job titles and university degrees and all that stuff, which
doesn't compel someone to ring. Oh, congratulations on that uni degree.
it's obviously the great things to have, but at the end of the day, your profile is a sales tool.
So yes.
It has to appeal to your ideal client.
Yeah, so, so true. Something else that I've noticed as well, we talked about micro niche, and for myself, being that I had a background in personal branding, so there's a lot of different avenues that I bring to the table when I work with clients, and what can so often happen, and this is what your program and your expertise helped to do, was really narrow it down and keep it to a specific topic, and for me, that was podcasting. What's really interesting, Adam, and I think I might have mentioned this to you as well, I've had people that have contacted me and are now in the pipeline, to get their own podcast series done through reading the profile and going, oh, need to connect, let's have a telephone call. And from that telephone call and from reading, you know, obviously the post, and we'll talk about that as well, built in their mind already, or the point of view, the know, like, and trust, that I knew what I was talking about. So a lot of that preliminary conversation didn't need to be done on the phone. It was really just a check-in, and then, yes, let's do this, and let's book this into the calendar. And I think that's something that a lot of business owners that we don't do, we put too much content out there, and it really thins the message, doesn't it? It's not micro-niched, and it doesn't position us as an influencer. We need to get really clear on what is it that we want to become known as an expert in and an influencer in. Do you find that that's often a problem for business owners? They're talking about too many topics?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly it. There's a big difference between, everybody understands content marketing these days, but the misconception is that it should just be lots of content and all about all the things you do. as opposed to like you're now doing, where it's very, very strategic and it's very aligned with, you know, your core product.
Yes.
And that's why when people have been consuming, and what you'll find is quite often, like you said, when you get to that, have that conversation, they've already consumed quite probably more content than you're aware of,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily commenting on or engaging on it. But as an example, I had someone contact me last week who said, I've been reading your content and following you for 2 years, and you know, now I'm actually in a position where I need some help from you. Mm. So the conversation was nothing about, you know, my potential ability to help him. It was his mind, it was a given.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
To reach out to.
Yeah. Something that you mentioned in that I want to talk about, because so often, and I know that you and I are of the similar mindset, in that it is all really about relationship building, building your influential message around that core micro niche, and taking time to really establish solid relationships. So one of the things that really annoys me is when you hear marketers and, you know, this new tactic and millions of people and all of that. And so we often as business owners can get jaded into thinking or confused into thinking that it is those vanity numbers that really counts. And so often people are reading our content and engaging with it that, and we don't even know. You probably didn't even know, Adam, that that person had been stalking you, reading your content, really finding it valuable, till all of a sudden they were ready, they contacted you, and it was, how do I work with you? So often as business owners, we take that for granted. Do you find that as well?
Absolutely. The, you know, I think as a, you know, generally speaking, that we've moved a little bit away from the vanity metrics over the last couple of years where you know, there was such an emphasis on it. And people are understanding more that it's, you know, there's people just viewing and consuming that content who never will engage on it. They won't press the like button, they won't comment, they don't need to. They, you know, the job's done. They're just consuming the content, they're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And the end result is exactly as you've experienced, where they, when they are ready, which is the best marketing that you could do, they reach out and you know, as you said, that conversation is two-thirds of the way down the path through the old way of doing conversations, where it's cold and they're saying, well, tell me what you do, tell me how you can help me. It's all that part's already done.
Yeah, absolutely. Something else that I noticed that you really recommended, and it was quite different to how I was using LinkedIn or leveraging LinkedIn prior to having gone through your program, is the fact that when you are using strategy around the amount of content, so the content topic absolutely needs to be of that influencer level, but also the quantity, so quality and quantity. And you were saying that you don't necessarily need to post multiple times a day. And that was something that I was doing. It had all been automated and I completely stopped that and now post 3 posts a week. So they're either text posts, and you can share a little bit more about that, some video posts I shared today, and then maybe a graphic here and there as well. So when we're building an influencer profile or an influential profile, more content is certainly not going to really win in this instance. It's all about the quality. Speak a bit more about that, because I still see people, you know, quantity is, and getting in front of their, you know, their content in front of people's eyes as many times as possible. But that's not necessary either, is it? It's all about quality content. Share a little bit more about your thoughts on this.
You're 100% correct. And it's often a big mind shift for people who have been used to sort of, you know, automating content through you know, scheduling platforms like Buffer or Hootsuite and Meet Edgar, there's plenty of them around, and just, you know, thinking that you know, nobody's actually watching that. This content disappears down feeds very quickly, and in some platforms that certainly is the case, like Twitter. However, on LinkedIn, the real value does, as you said, comes from sharing very high quality content, and you find that people start to look for your content, and so you've got to have a real strategy around, you know, when and the type of content. So you're very consistent that people kind of know that you're going to post at a certain time every week or on what days.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's got to be this real focus on quality over that quantity.
Mm.
So, and like you said, a mixture of video and written articles. So the getting to the core of a strategy for people is really the key outcome, that other than the profile work you talked about before. It's really it's all about that very strategic content strategy, and it has to be high quality, as you said.
Yeah.
And three posts per week is more than enough.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there are so many golden nuggets that I took from this, and it's completely changed the way that I am leveraging LinkedIn. Something else that I'm spending a lot more time on, and it's generating really solid relationships, is taking the time to make comments on other people's posts as well. And I've built relationships with people that have turned into conversations that now are referral partners. Never did that before. And this is, again, talking about high quality comments rather than a great post, because it allows for you to build an opportunity, you know, to build that relationship, but also share some of your ideas. And through doing that, I have also been able to follow the conversation, and it's given me food for thought for other posts that I continue to share. There is a lot of value in taking the time to build relationships through commenting on other posts as well, yes?
Oh, 100%. That's definitely part of the strategy. So there's obviously your own content that you're sharing.
Yeah.
I think that there's this kind of misconception still that, people who are considered influencers or whatever are, above everyone else. But when you use this methodology, you want to be engaging with those people who are engaging on your content, and as you say, strategically finding some people who you find very influential and sharing good quality information, and engaging with them on their content first. So the other value of that is it's exposing your profile to a huge new audience, and as you said, so it's in, the idea of just commenting, great post, Adam, or whatever, people are not going to take any notice of that. Mm-hmm. But when you take that time to put a real insightful comment, then you'll find your results, and you're already finding it now, multiplied 5-10 times. Just sharing content and not engaging.
Yes, there's real gold in what you just said there. And I think when we start to really take time to see what's happening in front of us, we can observe and really gain some incredible knowledge. Because what you've just said there happened today even. I noticed that there were people that were liking and responding to the comments that were going on there. So relationships are being built within that. And if you take the online spaces, if you were in an in-person, it's almost like, bringing someone into the conversation, chatting, adding value, and then all of a sudden some other topics come about. And I think when you start to look at it that way, you can really see just how powerful it is. Every single comment that you share, every single post that you share, so relevant too. Something else that I want to talk about, because this has completely changed my mind shift as well. Personal branding strategist, love marketing, online marketing. When it came to relationships and having conversations, completely different thing. But I'm actually now reaching out to people, having conversations, and I learned that through a strategy that you shared. So what I did, and this is where we're using the messenger, the messenger aspect of LinkedIn. So what I did was I created something that really felt as if it was my words. And I've had people that have commented, Adam, to say, this stood out because it was really, it felt heartfelt. And I wanted to speak to you. And for me, it's like, oh, they did? That's really lovely. And I've had some incredible conversations with people from all over the world. It's now a system that I use, and it's a great way for me to connect with people. That often is a missing link in so many people's strategy. Either they don't have one, or they're using that, hey, come and buy my product, or come to my, my seminar or something. They're either not doing it, or they're just far too pushy in the beginning. Speak a bit more about this.
Yeah, it's it's one of those hangovers, I believe, from either really not understanding how the platform works, or from other platforms. platforms where that's kind of deemed to be an acceptable way to go for, you know, put out 1,000 messages hoping one or two people respond. Yeah. LinkedIn's not like that. It's really about being personal and they're one-to-one conversations. Mm. And, you know, if you think about it, you're in a networking event, and if you just walked around the room saying, "Do you want to buy my this? Do you want to buy my that?" How many people are going to want to talk to you? Probably almost nobody.
Yeah, no.
It's the same on LinkedIn, but if you walked around and you know, had real conversations, and the other thing, I suppose, if there's an easy way to think about it, is think about what really works on LinkedIn, and it's really that top of funnel type of stuff. It's where you're, you know, you're just moving people into a next step of what you know you want to do. Or how you might want to have a conversation with them. You're not trying to pitch the end result. Mm. Like you'll see on, as you know, on my profile, almost never is there anything about any of our paid programs or anything like that. We will be sharing stuff about free events and free content that you know people find very valuable, and it just moves people along into a next step. So. That's really the difference, is having that mindset around just providing lots of value first. And I'm not saying you're not going to be obviously getting into conversations about what you do. Clearly, you have to end up there. You just have to do it in a number of steps.
Mm-hmm. Something I want you to share more around, just going back to the content sharing, and this is happening all the time still, and this could get people in what we call LinkedIn jail. So I want to share a little bit more, and this is around sharing external links within your post status. That's an absolute no-no. Share a bit more about this, because I still see so many people doing it, and they're not getting any engagement on their content.
Yeah, so this is all about algorithms, and but if you kind of take it out of the algorithm sort of conversation as to why it's like that, and what you're sharing is about, you know, that LinkedIn doesn't really want you, and actually, you know, Facebook's the same. So, and I believe that more and more platforms are going to go this way in the future. So, now obviously everything around these platforms are around revenue for the platforms. LinkedIn exists to make money for Microsoft, who, you know, they paid $26 billion for it. You know, Facebook, basically a public company now, so they're designed to create revenue. They cannot sell advertising on the platforms if everything is linking off the platform. So that's the reason why. What we're really talking about is that if you share a link to, like, your blog article or podcast episode or anything like that, then LinkedIn basically don't show it that much in people's feeds. Because they know that, you know, when they're clicking on that, it's going to take them off the platform. You do it often enough, and as you said, there's this term we use called LinkedIn jail, where they pretty much just suppress all of your content. And as you are now aware of it, and you see when other people are doing it, you can see there's almost zero engagement on the content, and that's basically because it's just not getting seen in people's feeds.
Yeah, that's right. And I think everything that we talked about today, I mean, having a strong profile that really positions you and speaks to what your ideal client is struggling with, and obviously you can provide a solution with a strong call to action on how they can connect and find out more, as well as, you know, complemented by great high-quality posts, followed by a great engagement, you know, through messaging and connecting with people, through also commenting and adding value to the other posts that others are sharing. When you do that in combination and you do that with purpose and intention on an ongoing basis, you should be able to develop, because I've done it, you've done it, and others that are going through your program are doing that as well. You're building relationships and that know, like, and trust right there on the platform on LinkedIn, that really you don't need to drive people back to what, you know, to read an article or listen to a podcast, because a lot of that relationship building and that influencer building, which we want to do, is happening right there on the platform in LinkedIn, yes?
That's it in a nutshell. That's how it really works best, is exactly that. Now, you know, there is little workarounds that, you know, there are times where you want to share links and things like that. And as you know, you can actually do that in the comments. Yeah. Now, it works right now. Will it work forever? Who knows? But the kind of the algorithms, the bots, those sort of things, are looking for those links up in the article. It's the body of the article itself, not in the comments.
Yes.
So that's just a little hack that does work for now. But at the end of the day, as you say, the real value is in that, you know, positioning yourself as that person of influence, and creating those conversations and generating those, the right type of people, mostly reaching out to you anyway to find out more and more information.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And so what I would love you to do is to share your website. I know you're going to share, we're going to share in the comments section on how people can access an up-and-coming free webinar, but you have these on an ongoing basis. So what's your main website? So people, if they're listening to this after this webinar has already passed, how can they access the upcoming ones? What's the best website to connect?
Yeah, just if you go to our main website, which is webtrafficthatworks.com, then, of course, you'll see the programs we have, and we always have information about our free web. We run them every 8 weeks, and they're basically an update, like what's happened in the last 8 weeks, and a little bit more information about what we're talking about today and the best practice use, because things do change quickly. So 8 weeks is kind of a long time in social media in some ways these days. So just webtrafficthatworks.com.
Yes.
And always get the latest there. Or of course you can go to my LinkedIn profile, and on my profile I always have the way you can, or when and how you access those free web events.
Yeah. So certainly we're going to add that to the show notes. We're going to post this to our Facebook profile, because we know that there's a lot of people who join us in the first podcast to the start of this journey and to see what the results were. And I have to say that it really has completely shifted my thinking. I would say now that my main sharing really is around LinkedIn. I focus on that first, then I repurpose that content across other platforms, which all leads back to LinkedIn. And the fact now that LinkedIn has got videos that you can share, and I notice that the videos really do get a lot of engagement on mine, and I know that yours do as well. So a little bit more scary for people who may not like to get in front of the camera, but just giving some feedback on some of the things that really works. Is there anything like a scoop of something that may be happening that you might have gotten wind of that is in the process of being implemented on LinkedIn that you want to share, or at the moment maybe hush hush? I don't know, is there any scoops on what might be happening in LinkedIn?
LinkedIn's very, very closed book on a lot of this stuff, but I think one of the, I'm sure I've shared this before, but I believe that sort of live video will be on the platform at some point.
Yes.
Only because the LinkedIn recently hired a gentleman by the name of Peter Roybal, who was actually the guy who developed the Facebook Live. He's now in the LinkedIn team, so there's no reason to have him there other than if that's
to get coffee or something. No.
Exactly. So I'm thinking that will be one. Another one, though, and I actually shared a post on this week, that a lot of people are not aware of, is that you can actually now, with, like you're talking about how important video is, but it's also very important to include captions on your videos, because 85% of all videos get watched without sound. So it's usually quite a difficult thing to create the captions onto video. But Rev.com now have a service where you just send your video to them and they create what's called an SRT file. And LinkedIn now supports SRT files. So you can literally upload your video, upload your SRT file, and it automatically creates and populates the caption for you.
So I didn't know that.
Pretty amazing new kind of feature.
Yeah, that's great. I use a program called Handbrake. It's just a free program and it combines the two together. But now that LinkedIn does that for you, I think is great. And it is very important, I think, to realize that a lot of people do not listen to the sound. So either they're really good lip readers or they're just not really gaining much value from from your video. So that's certainly something that we can do. So rev.com, R-E-V.com. I've used that for quite some time. So it's a great resource for sure. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that I've certainly learned so much through going through your LinkedIn influencer program, and I'm sure others who will even access the webinars that you have on an ongoing basis to keep up to date on that. You do that on our behalf. So on behalf of everyone, thank you for doing that and sharing your insights so that we continue to have our information be of value to others so that we can impact the world, because that's why we're in business, to impact the world one message at a time, and you get to help us ensure that we do that on LinkedIn. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Absolute pleasure, Anne-Marie.
You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including our no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.